Neighborhood, and it's all about Julie Brown. It seems her long-lost cousin Jeremiah had lately arrived in town. When Julie's steady fellow came to call that Sunday at her home, he found the pair a-sitting there just a-spooning in the gloam. The sight made him so riled, he started a home at once. But Julie said, "I'm surprised that you don't run out like a dunce. Why, he's a cousin of mine, just a cousin of mine. You're liable to see him here any old time. You're just like a bee, all the time a buzzing. It ain't no harm for to hug and kiss your cousin. Why, I ain't seen Jerry in the last 10 years. You know that's a mighty long time. He's my mother's sister's angel child. He's a cousin of mine." When she'd explained the relationship, he said, "Well, it may be so, but he don't look like that 32nd cousin that I met here a week ago." She smiled at him so innocently, then blushed up to her hair, and said, "Well, if you don't want him around, why, I'll let him know, my dear." She joined her cousin's side, and as they strolled away, he heard him ask, "Who is that freak?" Then heard his Julia say, "He's a cousin of mine, just a cousin of mine. You're liable to see him here any old time. You're just like a bee, all the time a buzzin'. It ain't no harm for to hug and kiss your cousin. Why, I ain't seen Jerry in the last 10 years. You know that's a mighty long time. He's my mother's sister's angel child. Go on, man, he's a cousin of mine."